From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting battlefield gains in Syria. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, adding to previous victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border. It is one of more than a dozen areas the government said its fighters took control of in recent days. Middle East analyst Alam Payend calls it an important advancement for the coalition backing government forces.
Anything which can take some of these cities which are on the supply routes, it's extremely important militarily and also psychologically for the ISIL forces, and also it somehow boosts the morale of the Syrian army and the Kurdish Peshmerga, because Turks are also very much interested in the defeat of the Daesh or the ISIL. So this is an important development.
The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in the country, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and strategic help from Russian military officers. In the east, the observatory said airstrikes by Russian and Syrian warplanes killed more than 160 over the past 3 days in Deir Ezzor province. The observatory also reports more than 40 fatalities from Russian and Syrian strikes in Raqqa in the north. The Burkinabe government announced Sunday that it has arrested several members of the dissolved Presidential Guard for their alleged involvement in Friday's attack on an armory in the capital, Ouagadougou. The country is still grappling with the aftermath of an attack on a hotel and restaurant earlier this month, claimed by Islamist militants left 30 dead. Authorities had already arrested 11 members of the disbanded Presidential Guard following the Friday raid. This is VOA News.